way it is now, or has been, probably was put in when Blend came in late 90s to handle a lot of left turn demand from westbound Williams O'Brien to southbound towards Blend. Because if anybody had been through there in the morning during, before Nash Street was built at least, that left turn demand would back up quite a bit. And that's why there was two left turn lanes at that intersection.
Well, the campus has only grown, so is there a concern of that coming back?
No, not right now, because the great thing about this is when the city completed Nash Street about a year ago, that pulled off a lot of left turns off of Williams O'Brien. So now a lot of motorists are turning by the post office and heading up to Villa Maria to turn at Nash and Villa Maria. And we have traffic counts before and after to support that that phenomena that's happened.
Was that a reason why Nash was built then?
Absolutely. It provides a really good connection between the two streets, between William Joe and Villa Maria, as well as an outlet for the neighborhoods there to the post office. So it serves multiple purposes. But the good thing from a traffic standpoint, it's helped out at William Joe and Villa Maria intersection.
So if you would summarize again the steps that are being taken at WJB and Villa Maria.
Well, starting tonight, well, let me back up a little bit. TxDOT's been working with their contractor to do an overlay project for the last month or so, and we've been really waiting for them to get close to finishing so that they're responsible for the striping on the road. So we were going to do our signal changes just prior to the striping, and it looks like their contractor is going to do the striping early next week, which prompted us to go ahead and do this work now rather than the day after Christmas or something like that. But basically our signal crews are going to start working tonight to do a couple things. One, they're going to be putting new signal heads on both William J. O'Brien approaches. There's going to be a 5-section signal head for the left turns that will allow people to turn left with a green arrow as well as on a green ball or permissive left turn. And then we'll have two new 3-section heads over the through lanes. And then also the pavement markings have to change. So we're putting down some temporary markings tonight or early tomorrow morning to indicate that the left turn is only from the left turn lane now, and the through lanes are through lanes. So
it's really returning to a typical traffic flow.
That's exactly right. In the traffic world, we call it an 8-phase operation where there's 4 left turns and 4 through movements at each intersection. So we're going from what we call a split phase. So that's where the eastbound moves and then the westbound moves. It's highly inefficient in a lot of cases. And now going to a more conventional 8-phase to allow these through movements to run together. And it's just making more efficient use of time for motorists while they're at the intersection.
And then going back to the Nash Street construction, that really was the key in making this new change take place.
That's correct. We finished Nash about a year ago, probably a little bit over a year ago, 15 months or so. Since that time, we've been slowly replacing some equipment there. It's not just all happening tonight. We've been getting ready for this moment. But we've had some new equipment there in place since then, done some traffic counts just to make sure what we want to do is going to work. And, of course, when school starts up again in mid-January, we're going to have to really watch it, because we'll probably put in a couple of different timing patterns to account for that morning peak when we have a pretty high volume on William J. O'Brien, just to make sure it's working right. But it should. I don't have any doubts that it's going to be a much improved operation there.
I presume there's some computerized equipment in play here.
Certainly it is. There's a signal cabinet or a signal controller there at the intersection that runs everything, the brains of the operation, and that all has been put in place already. That's one of the pieces of equipment we had put in already, so that's ready to go. So
And with the new technology, it really makes it easier to adjust the timing.
Well, yes, it does. The equipment we had there before was a little bit outdated. We're not changing anything real drastically with the timings, other than allowing the 8-phase operation. But the cabinet that was there could have handled it. Since we were doing some upgrades, we decided to put some new cabinet there at the intersection with the new controller.
Well, since motorists are fairly impatient lot, it's nice to know that if you have to tweak something, it can be done easier now than it used to.
That's correct.